Phil, I think that earlier in the program, when we asked the question, what's the best way, the easiest, the most simple way of sharing our faith as a true believer in Jesus Christ with any neighbor, whether they be a Muslim or not, you came back and you said two things. If I wrote it down correctly, and it's just correct, you said, be genuinely Christian. Love, be kind, and I put down, treat the immigrant, whoever's next door, just like we would want to be treated. That's the simplicity of the gospel, is it not, Phil? And while we have so many things going on that have a grave concern, and we do have to, our government does have to push back against this ideology that has sworn to take down the United States and destroy Israel, and whereas we and the government does have to take and punish swiftly those who kill people and destroy property and try to prevent that, in this mix is where the loving aspect of Christianity, a true Christians, can really shine through in a wonderful way. I think that emphasis is just as practical a thing as you can put forth here today. And I just want to remind listeners of that, and maybe you want to add a comment or two to that as we kind of get close to wrapping up this program, practical walkaways from this issue.
Yeah, could you imagine if millions of Christians began to focus on the millions of Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and others that are here and just prayed for them and loved them and showed genuine interest and concern for them? Now, I'm going to mention a thought. I was talking to someone who was working in a missions organization that was focused overseas, but I asked them, are you sharing Christ with immigrants and internationals in your community? And she said, no, my family's American, my friends are American, my church is American, I don't see any immigrants. And I said, well, let me ask you, have you ever been to a Chinese or a Mexican restaurant or a Vietnamese nail salon or an airport or a convenience store? And she said, oh, they're everywhere. There's tens of millions of immigrants here. And we just, you know, you go to a Chinese restaurant and you hope they speak enough English to take your order. Have you ever wondered, are they from China? Have they ever heard the gospel? Have you ever been to a Mexican restaurant or a Vietnamese nail salon? Have you ever wondered, are they from another part of the world where they've heard the gospel or not heard the gospel? And you are right there in front of them, and you have an opportunity to love them and pray for them. And, you know, years ago, I got an atlas out, and I just laid my finger on all these countries around the world, especially troubled countries. And I just prayed for those countries, and I prayed for those people. And then the Lord started bringing those people to us from those countries. I began to meet them. And it surprised me so much. I would say, you're from what country? I'd say, oh, my goodness, I love your country. I've been praying for your country. And then I'd say, how'd you get here? You know, or when did you come? Or how long have you been here? Where's your family? But the idea that I said to them, I love their country, and I prayed for them and for their country, it just opens the door. The reality is, these are people who need Jesus, and God sent them right in front of me and right in front of you. And we have an opportunity to pray for them and care about them and share Christ with them. And if you want to know more, we have another website I'd like to offer for training. It's called lovingallneighbors.org. Lovingallneighbors.org. If your church wants to get involved in reaching their community and all the different kinds of immigrants in their community, go to lovingallneighbors.org.